Blog Talk Radio.
The victory of Jesus in that person that you're standing next to. Hallelujah. That's what you see. For all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Satan had his hooks in us, but Jesus has conquered. Yes. Jesus told his disciples, he said, I've seen Satan fall like lightning. Amen. But we've seen him ascended. So he's lifted up and he has the victory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy.
everything that tries to beset you. Just go, come on and praise the Lord with us a little while. Praise God. We want to let the devil know we were created to praise him. Hallelujah. So clap your hands, dance before the Lord, and let him know that you have a joy in your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords.
Try to keep him wrapped up in a manger. So try to
coming back to your world.
Telling people that Jesus is coming. That's our order, to tell people that Jesus is coming back one day. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Our rights above the one who makes us righteous.
Amen.
Jesus, the righteous King, is coming back. America.
Pray for America. Pray for America. Amen.
Return to truth. Return to your King.
Amen. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Maybe you're facing some type of sickness. Maybe you have a child in trouble. But whatever you may be going through, God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and 28, He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, God is willing to give us rest in whatever we face in life. Praise God. He is our God, and he has loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. God loves us so much that he gave his only son to die for our sins. Praise God. All this week, we will be celebrating, praise God, oh, for what Jesus has done for us. He was beaten, he was bruised, and all, but he died for us, praise God, hallelujah. But he didn't only die, he went to the cross for us. And now he's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, ushering us on in, all of those that accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. He said, accept him in your heart, that he's God's Son and that he rose on the third day. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and you shall be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is awesome. Yes, he is. Praise God. God is love. Praise God. It's no one that he made on this earth that he don't love. He said, I love you. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't it awesome to serve someone that is so wonderful as he? To say, I love you. How many people you can say that really, really love you? But Jesus said, I love you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never turn my back on you. Praise God. That's how much he loves you. He'll be with you to the end. He said, my eye is always on you. God's eye is always on you. Isn't that something? God's eye is so big that he can look on the whole world. Praise God. And he said, my arms is not too short. His arm is not too short to reach out and hold you, to comfort you, to give you peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. God is just that kind of God, a God of love, a God of compassion, a God who cares. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let us pray. Praise God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us of our sins. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. Father God, cleanse us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, God. Oh, God, whatever we stand in need of tonight, God, you knows better than we do, God. Father God, take anything from us, O God, that shouldn't be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, wash our mind, oh God, where the battlefield, oh God, goes on, where Satan tries to steal, kill, and destroy our mind, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, wash our thoughts, God, that we can think of purely upon the things that are good and of a good report, God. Oh, Father, in the, oh, Father, order our footsteps, God, that we will run closer to you, Lord God. Oh, God, Father God, look on that mother tonight, God, that may have a son. Our daughter in trouble tonight, oh God. Father, in the name, look on that marriage that might be in trouble tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every child that's behind prison walls, there, oh God, yes, God, there are, oh Father God, husbands behind prison walls. There are children behind prison walls. Father God, there are daughters, oh God, wives behind prison walls, God. God, oh God, we have all kinds of hurts, oh God, that comes about in life, God. But no matter how bad the hurt, God, God, you can pick us up, oh God, and you can cleanse us, oh God. And oh God, Father God, that we'll never feel it again. God, you said you throws our sins in the sea of forgiveness, God. You brings healing, oh God, in our lives, God. Father God, all we have to do is look to you and trust you, oh God. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, call and you will answer us. And oh God, and you will be with us, oh God, in trouble. Yes, you did, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you'll be with us, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you won't leave us, God. Thank you, Lord, when all else failed, God. Oh, God, Lord, I remember Job, God, when he had lost everything, God. God, you didn't leave Job, God, but you stayed right there with him. And you, Job, you talked with Job, oh, God, through that situation, God. Truly, you'll do the same thing for us, God. And, God, you restored to Job everything that he had and more, God. And, God, you are willing to do the same thing for us if we look to you and call upon you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, there's nothing too hard that you won't do, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We give thanks to you, Father God. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts, mind, and soul, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you open doors that seem to be no way, God. Oh, God, you makes a way that seem to be. You open doors that, oh, God, just look like it's shut, God. But, God, you are God, and there is none other besides you, Lord God. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for all your many blessings, God, that you shower down on us each day, oh, God, from the time we get up to the far time we fall asleep, all along while we sleeping, God, you got your guiding angels all around our bedside, God. Oh, God, Father God, touch our children, our families, wherever they may be, God. Oh, God, keep your, oh, God, angels around them, oh, God, and draw them, God, oh, God, close to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Draw our families, those that don't know you, those that haven't come in, God. God, you said you will save us and our whole household, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bring our hallelujahs to you. We bring our praise to you, God. Oh, God, because you said you desire our praise, God. You said you created us, oh, God. Oh, God, to praise you, oh, God. And so, Father, oh, glory to God. Father, oh, God, you told us to call you Father, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in this program tonight, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, in our lives tonight, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, wherever our foot shall trod, let your will be done, oh, God. And, Father, we give you the glory. Yes, we do. We give you the honor. We lift you up, oh, God, because you are high above all circumstances. You are high above anything else, oh, God. You are high above, God. You're so high, God. Can't nothing go over you, oh, God. You so low, can't nothing go under you. And you so wide, God, can't nothing go around you, God. Because, God, you are everywhere, everything that we need, God, thing that pertaineth to life and godliness, God. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Oh, glory to God that you are my Father. Thank you, my Father. Glory to God. And I can run to the Father, and I can bring all my cares and burdens and bring them to the Father. And the Father will help me. Oh, because he's my helper. Praise God. And he said, oh, I will answer you. And he's, oh, since he's my helper, he said, I'll come right early. Praise God. God is always on time. Praise God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God, and he will answer on time. He will step in on time. Praise God. He's just that kind of God. We love you, Father. We love you, Father, for being who you are to us. Praise God. You, oh, God, are God. Thank you, my Father. We give thanks in everything because that's what you said. Give thanks to you in everything, God, because it's all about you, Jesus. Oh, God, as I was thinking up on you today, I said it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It ain't about me. It ain't about the circumstances. It ain't about the hurts, the pain. It's about you, Jesus, because, God, when you step into our presence, God, you makes everything all right, God, truly, God. When you stepped in, oh, God, things changes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name. Pray, for you are worthy. Yes, you are, God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, in the studio tonight, we have my sister here from Tylertown, Mississippi, Miss Nadine, and I also have my good friend here, Miss Debbie Santiago. She's in the studio with us, and also Minister Peggy Bodden, my co-host. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to her, Sister Peggy.
We thank the Lord for everything. And as we begin our Easter season with Palm Sunday today, it's wonderful that we can just say, praise the Lord. He's given us the victory over death and over sin and everything because he is our risen Savior. This is God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Phone number is area code 504-347-5797. On Sunday nights at 7 p.m., God's Favorite radio program is on the air through Block Talk Radio. That number is area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number to call and listen to our program is area code 714-409-0578. Victorious Living is a part of God's Favorite radio program on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Isn't it wonderful that we have two programs that will give you encouragement and peace? And just call and give us your request, and we will pray with you and also to be ministered to on Friday nights. Minister Janice Williams will accept your calls and will help you. Just pray and give praise to God. Be a great listener. Again, call this number, area code 714-409-0578. you will be blessed. It would be a great encouragement for you. And think what God has done for you this week. Tonight our prayer requests are for unspoken requests. Quite a few of them has called and said, please just pray with me. And there's an unspoken request there because we never know what that person wants deep down in their heart. Pray for children in the hospitals and schools and at home. Many children are abused in homes. And our neighbors, be sure to pray for them. All types of illnesses, backaches, kidneys, heart, eyes, diabetes. And don't forget our government, our police, our government of our state, of our nation. Remember, there are always problems all about. But we have a God that will hear and answer prayer. Our minister, Janice Williamson, was in an accident this past week, and thank God that everything is going to be okay because prayer changes things. We have a special friend that has financial problems. Remember the homeless. Remember the men and women that's out there without a cover. And remember the grieving people, the grieving families, the parents, and our dear people that are back in the prisons, ladies and gentlemen. Remember our parents are grieving, and our mothers and fathers also have little ones. Sometimes the mother is put in prison. Sometimes the father is put in prison. And those little ones, all they grow up to know is that their daddy and mama's taken away behind bars. That's hard, but we have a Savior that we can go to, and he will hear and answer prayer. We also want to take and pray for the Marrero Senior Citizens. Yes, it's a club that all the senior citizens go to in Marrero, and our pastor is secretary, and it's just to remember them. Remember, we're senior citizens, and we need prayer, too. Even though we might know God, some of them might not know God. But we still have aches and pains and encouragements that we need to give one another every day. Let's look in the book of Jonah, on the second chapter. While Jonah was inside the fish, he prayed to the Lord his God and said, when I was in danger, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. I was about to die, so I cried to you, and you heard my voice. You threw me into the sea, down, down into the deep sea. The water was all around me, and your powerful waves flow over me. I said, I was driven out of your presence, but I hope to see your holy temple again. The waters of the sea closed around my throat, and the deep sea was all around me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. When I went down to where the mountains of the sea start to rise, I thought I was locked in this prison forever, but you saved me from the pits of death, Lord, my God. When my life had almost gone, I remembered the Lord. I prayed to you, and you heard my prayers in your holy temple. People who worship useless idols give up their loyalty to you, but I will praise and thank you while I give sacrifices to you, and I will keep my promises to you. Salvation comes from the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord, salvation comes from him. And thus we begin to celebrate the Easter season. That was what he did. He died on the cross to give us salvation and give us victory over death. And that's one thing we have to thank God for tonight and every day this week. We have salvation because of his sacrifice. Just remember, God loves you. And thank you for listening to our God's Favorite Radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George on Sunday nights at 7 and Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 with Minister Janice Williams. These two ladies need to have a special prayer always requested for them because they're ministers of God and they need strength many a day. They do. Just take and bring their names up to God in prayer and say, God bless them. Help them with their work. You know, when God puts a person on your heart to pray for, just go ahead and pray for them. Because you might not know the need, but they have called up to God for someone to help them reach God. Many times, many friends call and say, I need help. I need this. I need that. Well, the only thing we can do to give them a helping hand is just say, come on, let's pray. And pray. And pray with asking and seeking and receiving from God. That is what we have to do. We have to take, knock, and seek and receive from our Lord. And that's what he wants to do for you this week. And all through the month, every day of the year, just remember, this is God's Favorite Radio Program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. Every Sunday night at 7 and every Friday night, Victorious Living with Minister Janice Williams. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Sister Peggy. Thank you so much. Praise God. Well, this is Family Week leading up to our Easter Sunday. This is Palm Sunday, but we're going to look at it on the scale that many families will experience or going through difficulties at this time. Praise God. So we're going to look at what every husband wants from his wife during this time. Don't see, we get in holidays and we get busy and we tend to leave parts out from our husbands, and they are needing our attention too. So what every husband wants from his wife, that's what we're going to look at tonight. Praise God. She's a helper and a companion. Praise God. She is a helper and a companion, created with a need for a helper suitable for him from God. Man wants to be self-sufficient, is lacking in two directions, vertically and horizontally. He needs the Lord to direct and guide him. And he needs a wife to be a helper to him. Therefore, whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. That is the word of God. So whenever a man finds a wife, that's favor from God. That's in Proverbs 18 and 22. When a man looks upon a woman and he feels that God has said, that's my wife, then he is to take her unto his wife and love her and cherish her. But she is got to be the one that, is the center of that thing. She is the one that going to urge and nudge him on. The passage shows man's need for a helpmeet is in Genesis 2 and 8. Then the Lord said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. In the English, we have made the word helpmeet, but the original Hebrew has two words, help or helper and suitable. Help or helper and suitable. See, a woman is supposed to be suitable for her husband. She is supposed to be a helper for her husband. But I find in many instances today, in today's world, women are wanting to take the headship or the authority over man, and they are saying different things that he can't be the head. But we are to be the one to help her, to urge him along, to help him. And we're going to see that further on in this lesson. Praise God. A husband needs a wife who is a companion and a friend. A companion and a friend. That's who he needs. Sometimes we really, really get out of our place. And we forget our companionship. Praise God. And we just want to take the high road and run with the ball. Say, God ain't called him. We have to back down a little bit and be very submissive to what God wants us to do, the role God wants us to play. Praise God. We have to take care of our homes first. Praise God. I'm going to go to 1 Samuel 19, praise God. Let's go over there and read this passage. 1 Samuel 19, 11 through 17. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, if thou say not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain. Now, she was watching out for him, wasn't she? Yes. Michelle was watching out. Let's go on. And Michelle took an image and laid it in the bed and put a pillow of goat's hair for a bluster and covered it with a cloth. And when Saul sent messengers to look for David, she said, he is sick. See, she had made a dummy there in the bed to make sure David didn't get killed. This woman is protecting her man, y'all. Come on. Let's go on. And when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, he is sick. And Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, bring him up to me in the bed, that I may slay him. And when the messengers were come in, behold, there was an image in the bed with a pillow of goat's hair for his bluster. And David said unto Michal, why hast thou deceived me so, and sent away mine enemy, that he is escaped? And Michal answered Saul, he said unto me, let me go, why should I kill thee? I thought that was very, very, very smart of a woman. She made sure this man was very well taken care of. Anytime she thought about making a dummy to put in the bed, she took a pillow and some goat's hair to make it look like a man was there. Praise God. So you see, that's just a little bit of how we supposed to be so protective. I'm not saying to lie, but we are women who are supposed to be standing up for our husband, looking out for him. We are there to really guard and anything that nothing won't come in his way. Praise God. Let's look at another passage in 2 Samuel chapter 6. If we can go there. Yes. 2 Samuel, chapter 6. And it reads as thus, praise God. 12 through 23. 6, 12 through 23. And David perceived that the Lord had established him over Israel, and that the Lord exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. And David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he was come from Hebron. And there were yet sons and daughters born to David. And these be the name of those who were born unto him in Jerusalem: Shamula, Sabo, Nathan, and Solomon. Ithar also, Ashlu, and Nepeg, and Japheth, and Alabama, and Eliphaz. Okay, David defeats the Philistine. This is where we're going to get to. But when the Philistine heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard of it and went down to the hole. And the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up to the Philistine? Will thou deliver them into mine hand?" And the Lord said unto David, "Go up, and I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand." And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there forth upon mine enemies before me, and called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come up upon them against the mulberry tree." So God always makes a way for his people, no matter what you may go through or what you may be facing. A husband needs a wife who respects him, looks up to him, and believes in him. Oh, my God, yes, I can give you an example of that. I can tell you when my husband was alive. Oh, when I lift him up, oh, he felt like he was on cloud nine then. Well, that's what a man, that's what God is talking about. See, we have to know how to make them feel like they are the king of the jungle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you lift them up and let them know that they the greatest thing in your life, all that. God is head and you love them, oh, praise God. I mean, you have a home. You have a home prepared as God has said, you know. God is the one ordaining this thing. So, but we just got to know how to walk in it, praise God. Hallelujah. A husband needs a wife who is a companion and a friend. And so we're going to and also a husband that needs a wife who going to respect him and looks up to him and believes on him. So let's look at Ephesians 5 and 33. Praise God. 5 and 33 says, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife that she reverence her husband." Reverence him. Oh, make him, oh, build him up. Say nice things to him. I don't care how you feel. You might have had the greatest argument, but you can still go back. You can go back and correct that thing. Because, see, if you have had the greatest argument, then you can go back and correct that thing, and because that was of the devil. You want to be. You want to walk according to God's ways. Go back and kiss on, you know, that's what I would do. I'd go back and kiss on him. I'd go back and say nice things, even though if he hadn't got over it, it's all right. It's okay. I'm the woman. Praise God. And that's the things I used to do to my husband. No matter what the devil tried to step in and do, I know what God going to do. Praise God. Let's look at the Proverbs 31 woman. Look at her. In Proverbs 31, in those verses all the way down there, 28 through 31, it told how her children and her husband would call her blessed. This woman went about doing, she ran her home, she ran the market, and we don't supposed to say we coming in tired, I don't feel like doing this. This woman, she had many things that she was doing, praise God.
But she took care of her home. Praise God. Hallelujah. A husband needs a wife who understands him. We might not understand them all the time, but we can make sure that we try to understand, because we'll never understand each other fully. Praise God. But show understanding to him. A husband needs a wife who encourages him and bring out the best in him. Bring out the best in that man. Praise God. Let him know, honey, you the best thing ever happened to me. Ephesians 5:29. Let's look at that. Praise God. Ephesians 5:29 says, praise God. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good and to use of edifying and to minister. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That means to encourage something that you see good.
Sister Debbie want to expound on that scripture. Thank you.
That means that we are to encourage one another. We're not to go and look at them and find fault in them. We're to turn around, turn that thing finding fault around.
Amen.
Find something positive to see about that person.
Amen.
See good in that person. When Jesus was down here on this earth, he saw good in a person.
Amen.
And he kept on going and ministering good to people,
praise,
not doing negative.
Amen. Great. Thank you, my sister. Oh, I told y'all we have them in the audience tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. And they will be jumping in every time, now and then, and giving their little excerpts on this. Praise God. Debbie has a wonderful husband. Praise God. He is great. Oh, praise God. How long you all been married, Debbie? Well, but I've seen her hang on in there.
I lost count.
She don't want to tell. They've been married many years. Praise God. But God, I've seen her go through trials. But Debbie hung right on in there. She loved Javier. Yes, his name is Javier. Oh, but she has shown so much love to Javier. Oh, no matter what the circumstances was, praise God. And this is what I'm talking about. See, we got women in here tonight can tell you, praise God, how we done walked this thing and lived this thing and hurt but got back up, got beat up and got back, but not beat physically. But sometimes we go through hurts, but learning how to heal and how to continue to keep on encouraging, praise God, hallelujah, all this is life, praise God. A man wants a wife who is loyal, and that's in 1 Samuel 25:36-38. A wife who is loyal to him, who's going to be honest and who is not going to run around and going to be loyal to her husband. You know, when women want to run out and they have extramarital affairs, yes, men do too. But we are talking about the woman, the wife tonight, how to be loyal to your husband, how to have, as Sister Debbie just said, how to say sweet nothings to him. Oh, yes. I gave mine a name. Yes. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Just give them a name and make them feel good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, but be sincere. Oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you. A man wants a husband need a wife who is obedient. 1 Peter 3:5 and Ephesians 5:22-24. A husband needs a wife who is obedient. Sometimes my husband say, honey, are you? I say, yes, honey. Yeah, babe. Yes, sweetheart. Oh, but when you put a little sugar on it for him, oh, he going to melt now. He's going to melt. God's got a way. God's got a way. And then look up at him and put them eyes on him, and he just love for you to look at him and be obedient. Oh, Lord, praise God. We got to learn how to keep our homes intact and lift up our husband, everything that a husband wants in a wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. A husband needs a wife who shows gratitude.
appreciation and gives him praise. That's what we've been saying. A husband wants a wife who's going to show gratitude and give him praise. A husband needs a wife who is a good homemaker. Keep your house clean. Keep your house clean. Some women want to run the street and never clean up. We got to keep our house clean. Praise God. Practice good ethics. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look nice for him. A husband needs a wife who is a discreet and wise mother to the children. Again, think about Proverbs 31 woman. Oh, yes. Her children call her blessed. She took care of her children. Her home was always intact. Praise God. A man needs a wife who he can be proud of, an attractive wife. An attractive wife. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. Praise God. I'm going to look at that now. An attractive wife. Praise God. 1 Corinthians. Let's go over there. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here we are, right here. Hallelujah. All right. Chapter 11 and verse 7. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of the Lord, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman is of the man. So, he wants that woman to look good for him. Her hair always in. Always get that hair done and get it fixed up if you got to do it yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. A man needs a wife who will be good manager on budget. You know, I was listening to my pastor the other day, and he said, even though he's a pastor, he can't budget the checkbook. He said, my wife does it. And many men are not good stewards over budgeting in the checkbook. They need the wife to help them. That's how we become a helpmeet too, when we can be good stewards and don't go spend everything. And then the man come. I talked to a man. He said, I was working so hard, and my wife was taking all the money to Boomtown Casino. So you see the difference. We got some women that do not is not good manager of the budget, and then we have some that really can. But if you are in the Lord, you can. If you can't, hey, you will destroy. Praise God. So a man is looking for a good manager, someone that he can look on, someone that he can put his trust in, someone that he can say, oh, my wife takes care of everything in the home. I works hard, and I takes care of it. Praise God. I mean, she takes care of it. A man needs a wife who will satisfy him. Last thing that man is looking for is sex, if you can carry out the rest. Sexually. A man needs a wife who can satisfy him sexually. And we're going to look at 1 Corinthians on that chapter 7, 2 through 5. Chapter 7, starting at verse 2. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let every husband render unto the wife the benevolence, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife has not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise the husband has power of his own body, but the wife. Look at verse 9. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it's better to marry than to be barren. So we see here that it's best to, if you're going to have a mate, then get married. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is the best God's way. And then learn how to serve each other. Praise God. We are we can have some of the best of marriages, which we all will have, folks. Praise God. We all will have trials and tribulations. I was listening at the pastor today. Don't matter if you are saved. You will always have trials and tribulations in this life. But there are ways that we can conquer everything because God has given us power. Yes, he has given us power to conquer every demonic spirit, everything that tries to beset us. Praise God. We have to know our role. We have to know our position. We have to know where God has put us at and our position, how to stand in it, how to walk in it, how to talk. Because truly, we can lose our way. And I find that, yes, lots of times, women are out of order. We have to find our order, our place, and walk in it. Praise God. Just remember what every husband wants from a wife. What every husband. And you can have a happy home this Easter, this Resurrection Day. Praise God. We'll be right back here on Resurrection Day, uplifting the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we are so glad that you came on with us. Praise God. And we are so glad that everyone that's here tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. To sharing the word with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want to bless you before we go. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Numbers chapter 6, 22, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace. Highest blessing that God gave Moses to give to the people. And in that last of that verse, he said, if you put my blessings upon them, God said, I will bless you. So I pray that you be highly blessed this week. Praise God. May the Lord, may you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. May you be blessed in your meal bearer that you'll never have lack. In your finances that you'll never have lack. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. Come back and be with us next Sunday at the same time. Thank you and have a wonderful week praising the Lord for what he has done. I am so excited because we are celebrating the death and the burial and the resurrection. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He rose. Just say he rose. He's alive. He's alive. Praise God. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.